السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا، آمين يا رب العالمين. Amma ba'd. My dear respected brothers and elders, muhtaram bayu dosto buzurgo, one of the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always be concerned about, and he taught us to always be concerned about, is the fact that today, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the ability to do good a'mal. I've managed to perform my 5-time salah. I've managed to recite my daily portion of the Holy Quran, whether it's half a juz, half a para, one juz, one para, two paras, three paras, whatever it may be. I managed to sit down after performing salah in the masjid, and I managed to do some extra dhikr, extra ibadah. Normally I'm very busy, but alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the tawfiq today. Remember, when we go into the masjid, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith that when a person goes into the masjid, then he is in salah. As soon as a person enters the masjid and he's waiting for the salah, then he is in salah. As long as until salah doesn't finish, he's still in salah. And after the salah is completed, if he stays in his place and he doesn't speak to anyone, he doesn't harm anyone, then the angels continue to make dua for him. And the angels continue to say, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, oh Allah forgive him, oh Allah have mercy on him. So even after the salah is completed, namaz mukammal hone ke baad, agar koi apni jagah mein baithe rahe, aur bas zikr aur istighfar aur dua mein masroof aur mashghool rahe, to malaika uske liye musalsal duaen karte rehte hain. اور ملائکہ یہ دعا کرتے ہیں: اللہم اغفر لہو، اے اللہ اس کی مغفرت فرما، اللہم ارحم ہوں، اے اللہ اس پر رحم اور کرم کا معاملہ فرما اس کے ساتھ. اس وقت تک کہ یہ کسی دوسرے کے ساتھ بات چیت شروع کر دے یا کسی دوسرے کو کسی طرح کی مطلب ایذا اور تکلیف پہنچائے، اس وقت تک ملائکہ اس کے لیے دعا کرتے رہیں. So when we go into the masjid, we sit down. Firstly, we should come early to the masjid. We go for salah, we should go very early. Because when we enter the masjid and we sit down and we're waiting for salah, we will continue to receive the reward of salah. And after completing the salah, when a person remains seated in their place, the angels continue to make dua for them. So the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the ability to do this today. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's greatest concern would be that, will I be able to do this tomorrow? Will I be able to do this the day after tomorrow? Will I be able to do this till the last day of my life? Allah ne aaj mujhe tawfiq de di. Kal kya mujhe iski tawfiq milegi? Parso kya mujhe iski tawfiq milegi? So this is very important. Human being, insan ko fikrmand honi chahiye. Aur har waqt apne aap ko jo hai, mutawazi rakhna chahiye. That, I don't know. Allah ta'ala ne aaj mujhe tawfiq de diya. Alhamdulillah, itne achhe amal Allah ta'ala ne aaj mujhe karne ki tawfiq naseeb farmayi. Pata nahi kal mujhe ye tawfiq milega ya nahi. To istighfar kare. We make istighfar at the end of our amal. And we seek forgiveness from Allah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for istiqama. This istiqama. That today, alhamdulillah, I've done something. Today, alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim. Today, alhamdulillah, you know, I'm following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best of my ability. In Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's, the way he used to walk, the way he used to talk, the clothing that he used to wear, the way he used to perform salah, the way he used to eat, the way he used to drink, the way he used to speak to people. Allah Ta'ala is giving me the tawfiq to the best of my ability. Performing the miswak, utilizing the siwak. All of these different sunan and sunnas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has given me the tawfiq and ability to do it today. But I have no guarantee whether I can do it tomorrow. I have no guarantee whether I can do it the day after tomorrow. And the greatest of all of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is iman. Iman in Allah, the creator, the one who created the universe, the one who created every single thing in this universe, the one who controls each and every single person in this dunya, controls each and every single thing in existence. This iman, this blessing of iman, Allah has given it to me today. I have no idea whether I will have it tomorrow. I have no idea whether I will be able to die upon iman. It's a very scary thing. Because haqeeqat ye hai ke mujhse behtar bahut saare log hain. Lot of people are better than me. Unke akhlaq ke lihaz se, sifat ke lihaz se, in the way that they are, bahut saare log jo hai mujhse behtar hain. Ho sakta hai Allah Ta'ala is iman ko mujhse chheen kar kisi dusre ko de de jo usse mujhse zyada haqdar ho, mujhse zyada qabil ho. You know, it's a fear factor. That's why one of the tabi'oon, he mentions, and Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has brought his statement, that he says that I've met 30 of the sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'in. Every one of them used to fear that they were a munafiq. Maine 30 sahaba se mulaqat ki hai, har ek apne upar ye khauf rakhte the ki main munafiq hoon. So this is a valid fear, and this is something which every Muslim should have, that I don't know if I will get the ability to do this in the future. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in the hadith, shayyabatni hud. Surah Hud ne mujhe burha kar diya. The Suratul Hud has made me old. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, because of this ayah which is mentioned inside of Suratul Hud, fastaqim kama umirta. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَضْغَوْ فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you have been commanded to do as a Muslim, all of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاسْتَقِمْ. Have istiqama upon this. Make sure that this is what you do every single day till your dying breath. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes so scared because of this ayah. Ya Allah, I have no guarantee that I can do this tomorrow, the day after. And this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how fearful should we be? And how concerned should we be? Ke ya Allah, mujhe maut ke waqt kalma naseeb farma. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq to die upon iman. One of the du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make, Allahumma ja'al khayra umri akhirahu, wa khayra amali khawatimahu, wa khayra ayyami yawma alqaakafi. O Allah, make the best of my life the last part. And make the best of my a'mal the last a'mal I ever do in this dunya. And make the best of my days the day in which I meet you, O Allah. Subhanallah. This is the haqiqat. That whatever I'm going through now, 20 years old, 30 years old, 40, 50, 60, I don't know when my death will come. And when my death comes, how do I know that I will leave this dunya in a state that Allah is pleased with me? Always. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to make this dua. That Allahumma in kunta katabtani fi ilmika shaqiyan famhuni waktubni sa'idan. Ke ya Allah, jab main apne maa ke pet mein tha, when I was in the womb of my mother, you made a decision about me. That am I going to be shaqi, unfortunate, badbakht, wretched, meaning will my final destination be Jahannam? You made that decision. Or will I be sa'id? Will I be fortunate? Will my final destination be Jannah? You made that decision, O Allah, when I was still in the womb of my mother, a fetus. So, O Allah, if you wrote my name down on the list of the shaqi, unfortunate ones, wretched ones, who are destined or doomed, you could say, to go to Jahannam, O Allah, please wipe my name off that and put me on the list of those who are sa'id. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, Sahabi ibn Sahabi. Sahabi, and his father was a Sahabi, and his father was no other than Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sahaba mein yeh cheez nahi thi. کہ میرے والد صاحب کوئی بڑا شخص تھے, میرا دادا کوئی بڑا شخص تھا, اس لیے میں تو خود بڑا شخص ہوں. یہ صاحب زادگی, that you know what, I am something special because my father was something special, my grandfather was something special. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly mentions that من بطأ عمله لم يسرع به نسبه. Someone whose deeds, a'mal are bad, then his nasab will not do any benefit to him. You could be from the nasab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a sayyid. But if your a'mal are bad, then it's not going to serve any benefit. So similarly, the Sahaba understood this. No concern, my father is Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given him the glad tidings of Jannatul Firdaus in this dunya. Didn't matter. This concern that, Ya Allah, I don't know where you wrote my name. Is it on the list of the fortunate ones or the list of the wretched ones? So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, on a daily basis we should strive to improve and get better. And we should never feel full or big-headed. کہ الحمدللہ میں نے بہت جو ہے نیک اعمال کر لی اور قرآن مجید کی تلاوت کر لی اور نماز باجماعت ادا کر لی, اور یہ جو دوسرا شخص ہے جس نے آج نماز باجماعت نہیں ادا کی یا نماز نہیں پڑھتا یا پتہ نہیں داڑھی نہیں رکھتا یا پتہ نہیں قرآن مجید کی تلاوت نہیں کرتا, یہ مجھ سے نعوذ باللہ کم درجے پر ہے. یو نو وی شوڈن ہیو دس کائنڈ آف مینٹالٹی, دس ایٹیچیوڈ از ویری ویری بیڈ. آئی ڈونٹ نو واٹ مائی اینڈنگ ول بی لائک. سو دس از وائی مائی ڈیئر ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ ایلڈرز, دس استقامہ, اسٹیڈفاسٹنس, always asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq to improve, give me the tawfiq to get better. So many people, they start the early 30, 40, 50 years of their life, they are on the wrong path. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a revolution in their life, and subhanallah, they become the saint of their time, they become a great scholar of deen. You know, many amazing changes take place in their life. So we don't know for sure. We don't know for sure. Even in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a person, he lives his entire life like a person from the people of Jannah. But just before he leaves the dunya, sabaqat hu kitabuhu, you know, his destiny or his taqdeer that Allah wrote for him overtakes him, and he dies as a person of Jahannam. And you have another person who lives his whole life as a person of Jahannam. His actions are the actions of someone of Jahannam. But just before he dies, his taqdeer takes over and he dies as a person of Jannah. So hame pata nahi, Allah Ta'ala ne baz salafus salihin farmate the ke Allah Ta'ala ne, inna Allah qabada qabdatain, Allah ne do qabze, do mutti le li, ek mutti jannat ke liye ke ye jo mutti logon ka hai ye jannat mein jane wale, aur ye dusra mutti jahannam mein jane wale. Mujhe pata nahi Allah Ta'ala ne mujhe kaun se mutti mein shumar kiya hai, mera shumar kis mutti mein hua hai. I don't know in which group I'm in. Allah has taken two handfuls. This is the handful of people who will go to Jannah, and this is the handful of people who will go to Jahannam. So isiliye iman jo hai, our iman is between fear and hope. That we fear that, you know, Ya Allah, I don't know if you've accepted my a'mal or not. Hey, dusri cheez. I don't know if Allah is accepting a single a'mal I am doing. Ulama kehte hai, when a person does tawbah, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi Ziyadu Salihin mentions, others mention, ke agar koi tawbah kare, if you seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, there are three conditions we have to meet. I'm making tawbah to Allah. Ya Allah, I made a mistake. Please forgive me. There are three criteria that I have to meet. The first one is, I have to stop doing the sin. أَنْ يَقْلَعَ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, that he stops doing the sin. Guna chhod de. میں توبہ کرنے والا ہوں, اللہ تعالیٰ کے سامنے مطلب مغفرت چاہ رہا ہوں, معافی طلب کر رہا ہوں. تو پہلی شرط یہ ہے میرے توبہ قبول ہونے کی کہ میں گناہ چھوڑ دوں. I have to leave the sin. I can't be involved in the sin and expect Allah to forgive me while I am still committing the sin. And the second condition is, in my heart, وَأَنْ يَنْدَمَ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, the person feels guilty, regretful, you know, افسوس, okay, Ya Allah, maine itni badi jo hai galti kar li. So a person feels regretful, remorseful, guilty. That's the second condition. And the third one is, you know, أَيَّعْزَمَ أَلَّا يَرْجِعَ إِلَى الْمَعْصِيَةِ, that he makes a firm intention that he will never return back to that sin. پختہ ارادہ ہو کہ میں کبھی بھی آئندے میں اس گناہ نہیں کرنے والا. یہ تین شرائط ہے. These are the three conditions. اگر ان تین شرائط میں سے ایک بھی مفقود ہو, ایک بھی نہ ہو, تو توبہ قبول نہیں ہوگا. If from these three conditions we don't meet one of them, the tawbah will not be accepted. What's the first one? Stop doing the sin. Second one, I feel bad, I feel guilty. Ya Allah, you are my creator. Oh Allah, you love me more than my own mother. Oh Allah, you give me everything in life. But still I am disobeying you. So we feel guilty, right? And the third condition is that we make the firm intention to never turn back. And then Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that this is when it comes to huququllah, the rights of Allah. But when it comes to huququl ibad, the rights of the servants, I've backbited about someone, spoken ill behind their back. I've sworn at someone. I've stolen from someone. I've borrowed money from someone. Kisi se maine qarza le liya aur mujhe wapas karne ki bilkul niyat hi nahi hai. Hamare log ye karte hain, qarza le lete hain aur phir kehte hain ki ye jo maldar hai bhul jayega ki maine usse jo hai 100 pound 200 pound 300 pound qarze mein liya tha. So all of these things are the rights of the servants. Agar huququl ibad ho, if it's the right of the servant, the fourth condition is that we have to fulfill that haq. Without fulfilling that haq, the tawbah will not be accepted. Even if jo hai main afsos karun, agar che main guna chhod do, agar che maine pukhta irada ke liye aainde mein ye guna mujhse nahi hone wala, lekin agar maine uska haq wapas nahi kiya, maine jo haq talfi ki thi usse jaake maine khud maafi nahi mangi, to ye tawbah qabool nahi hota. Ye mauquf rehta hai, muallaq rehta hai. Until the person forgives me, the tawbah is not accepted. It's very important. Firstly, we shouldn't break the huquq of anyone. And secondly, if we do, we should always see forgiveness straight away. Our main issue is this ghiba and this, you know, backbiting and talking bad about someone. And similarly, all these financial dealings, our people, financial dealings, subhanAllah. Everybody is doing business and everybody is doing dhokabazi in business. Everybody is deceiving in business. SubhanAllah, you see someone selling. Nowadays, mashallah, you have these platforms, eBay, and now all of these, you know, people are selling. You have these old clothes at home and they sell them on these, you know, Vinted and Depop and these websites. And they'll just say, oh, it's only been worn once. It's a jacket. Only been worn once. Sirf ek tafa meri bachi ne pehni thi. Halanki isne pata nahi 3-4 mahino se pehen rahi hai. Lekin main bas likhunga bechne ke waqt ke sirf ek do dafa iski matlab istemal hui hai. Agar ye maine is tarah bech di aur jo paise maine kamayi isse, ye paise haram hai. Because maine dhoka se, you know, I've deceived someone and I've sold this item. We have to be honest. We have to be honest. Imam, I'll finish on this. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned an incident about him. That Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was a scholar as well as that he was a businessman, a merchant. And he was a silk merchant. So he used to leave someone else to look after his shop. One day, and he would come at the end of the day and he would ask the person, what did you sell? Who did you sell it to? How much money did you make? And he would, you know, do all the hisab. One day he returned and the person who he had left, the shopkeeper, he said, I sold this item. Imam Abu Hanifa said, you sold that item? He said, yes. He said, did you tell the person, ke isme kuch, there's a defect inside of this. Isme naqs hai, isme defect, there's a defect inside of this. Did you tell the person? He said, no, I forgot to tell him, I didn't know. He said, go and find out who you sold that to. And he made the person find out who he sold it to. He made him tell him, look, there's a defect. If you still want it with this fault, then you can take it, and if you don't want it, you have the right to return it. Itni jo hai fikrmand hote the ki mera jo hai paise, every single penny of my money needs to be halal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, everybody ready to do this, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give myself and all of us the tawfiq to practice one of these few things. Subhanallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي
Last Friday, the collection that was raised was £1,210. Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's donations. We have a very important event program on Sunday, inshallah, after Zuhar Salah. So on Sunday after Zuhar Salah, we have a very important program taking place in the masjid in regards to mental health. So what mental health awareness, the importance of mental well-being, 5 ways to mental well-being, support services, the Islamic stance and viewpoint. So inshallah, it's a very important topic. We rarely have topics like this, you know, mental health and all of this. It's important to understand. So inshallah, the speaker will be Mawlana Nazrul Islam. Inshallah, he's a local scholar and he also works in Salford Children's Services. And mashallah, he's got a lot of experience in this field. So after Zuhar Salah, Sunday the 17th of September, the day after tomorrow, brothers are requested inshallah to try and attend and benefit from the program. Sisters can also attend. We'll have facilities for sisters upstairs, so sisters can also attend and benefit from the event inshallah. Or inshallah janaza ki namaz ada ki jayegi, farz namaz ke foran baad inshallah. To farz namaz ke baad saath hi apne jagahon mein baithe rahein aur janaza ki namaz ada ki jayegi, phir uske baad sunnat ada hogi. So straight after the Fard Salah, we have a funeral prayer, Janaza Salah, which will take place. So please remain seated in your places after the Fard, and thereafter the Janaza Salah will take place, after which you can perform your Sunan as well, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي غمر صفوة عباده بلطائف التخصيص طولا وامتنانا وألف بين قلوبهم فأصبحوا بنعمته إخوانا ونزع الغل من صدورهم فظلوا في الدنيا أصدقاء وأخدانا وفي الآخرة رفقاء وخلانا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين اتبعوه واقتدوا به قولا وفعلا وعدلا وإحسانا. أما بعد، فإن المحافظة على حقوق العامة منهم والخاصة من أفضل القربات، وبمراعاتها تصفو الأخوة والألفة عن شوائب الكدورات، وقد ندب الله ورسوله إليها، فقال الله تعالى: ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق، وقال تعالى: ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف، وقال تعالى: وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: للمؤمن على المؤمن ست خصال، يعوده إذا مرض، ويشهده إذا مات، ويجيبه إذا دعا، ويسلم عليه إذا لقي، ويشمته إذا عطس، وينصح له إذا غاب أو شهد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يرحم الله من لا يرحم الناس. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المؤمنون كرجل واحد، إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله، وإن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل، وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب. ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه. وقال: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وَدُعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُصْنَعُونَ Please straighten the roots of the roots for my legion. Please make sure all gaps are filled. A lot of brothers waiting at the back. So please move forward, inshallah, stand shoulder to shoulder. And ensure our heels are on the line as well. Saati khali jagon ko pool farma de. Mobile phone bhi band kar le. Aur mil mil ke khada ho jayein. Inshallah, just let me know from the back when we're ready, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Brothers requested to stay in your places inshallah after the dua the salatul janaza will take place بقية دعا کے بعد انشاءاللہ نماز جنازہ ادا کی جائے گی ساتھ ہی اپنی جگہوں میں بیٹھے رہے انشاءاللہ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم اللہ السلام علیکم السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ الجلال والاکرام اللہم صلی علی سیدنا مولانا محمد کلما ذکره ذاکرون صلی علی سیدنا مولانا محمد کلما غفل عن ذکر الغافلون اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب اغفر وارحم إنك أنت العز الأكرم اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وعملنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين
पाले थोड़ा पीछे हो जाए
Because we have the sisters upstairs as well, and the brothers, there's some brothers upstairs, so inshallah, if the sisters could just wait till the brothers go leave, and thereafter if they could leave. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Thank you.